very much, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome also from my side. Please allow me to speak English at this opportunity here. It is my first foreign language and I speak it a little bit more fluent than I speak Russian. It's a great pleasure for me speaking at this conference, and if I may, I would like to briefly introduce myself and the organization I'm representing here, which is Euler Hermes Credit Insurance. Our company has been mentioned several times during the morning. Our company fulfills two main functions. First of all, our company is a private credit insurance company. It is the leading, the biggest credit insurance company in the world. And we have a strong operation also here in Russia, and I'm very happy that the director of our private business in Russia, Andreas Steinborn, is sitting here at the panel together with myself. Our second most important business line or function of our company is to manage the state account export credit guarantees. And that is the business of Euler Hermes I am personally responsible for. And I'm representing this state account business here and today together with my colleague Manfred Brewer. Manfred Brewer is a partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers. Euler Hermes, together with PricewaterhouseCoopers, acts as agent for the German government in the field of state account export credit insurance. Probably, I am the only one or one of the very few colleagues present here in this room who already attended the roundtable which took place here in Moscow 6 years ago in January 2003. I have the book with me here. All the presentations are printed which were held in January 2003. Many things which have been said on that occasion at that roundtable, which have the title Support for Russian Export and Foreign Direct Investment into Russia. Many of these aspects are still very relevant nowadays. What, however, is completely different nowadays compared to 2003 is the international financial crisis we currently are going through. Never in my professional life I have experienced a comparable public interest in credit insurance. But it is not only public interest in credit insurance, it also became obvious what a crucial role credit insurance plays in order to protect companies and in order to maintain domestic and international trade flows fluent. Credit insurance currently is really in the center of economic policy considerations, not only in Russia. Governments around the world are using their state account credit insurance instruments to stabilize their country's export activities. And they are requesting from the private credit insurance companies to keep their insurance lines open to protect domestic industries against the risk of insolvencies caused by economic recession. A preliminary conclusion I could draw already now is that credit insurance has never been so important as it is today. There are a lot of reasons for establishing a national export credit agency. It is, in my view, an excellent development that in Russia now an export credit agency will be built up. The decisive advantage of the new Russian concept is that the decision has been taken to follow the international practice of issuing insurance policies instead of providing bank guarantees. This makes the whole procedure much faster and much more practical. State account credit insurance can not only support the national exporters on global markets, it can also play an important role by filling market gaps, by being complementary to the private market, the private credit insurance market, and by being counter-cyclical in times of economic downturn or increasing risk perception. Under the difficult current financing conditions, state account export credit insurance is essential for making long-term financing available for export transactions, which normally would not find a respective financing on the private market due to the absence of medium and long-term refinancing or funding sources. Finally, the financial risk of the export transaction can be transferred from the balance sheet of the exporter to the balance sheet of the financing bank and passed further on to the state budget. The classic role of state account export credit insurance is to make export business happen, also in times when either the financial risk in the recipient country has increased or the domestic financing for such a transaction is not available or unduly expensive. So state account export credit insurance can stabilize trade flows. Through an established industry-wide network of cooperation and reinsurance agreements, the export credit agencies can foster the collaboration of exporters of different countries and improve their success on third countries' markets. The positive effects so can be multiplied. The members of the Bern Union and the Bern Union Prague Club during the year 2007 individually and jointly covered the enormous amount, the incredible amount of 1.3 trillion US dollars, which represents 10% of global cross-border trade. However, one thing needs to be said totally clear at this stage. No credit insurer, neither state account nor private, can cover unbearable financial risks, thus jeopardizing its own existence. The application of sound underwriting principles is of utmost importance, particularly in uncertain times. This challenge, the challenges faced by the export credit agencies in these times of economic crisis are obvious. Even applying the most state-of-the-art underwriting techniques, the financial situation of the foreign buyer may deteriorate even more rapidly. Guarantees that make the risk of a foreign buyer acceptable for the credit insurer can very quickly lose their value and weaken the financial security cushion. As far as I know, there is no credit insurer in the world who does not already experience increasing losses or expects this to happen next year. Another development negatively affecting the current business of export credit agencies is the slowing down of the investment decision-making process in so many countries. Larger investment projects are not only in a few cases postponed or sometimes even cancelled. Not only the commercial risk, that is the risk of insolvencies of private buyers in other countries, is increasing in these difficult times. There are countries that are in severe economic problems and that are currently not always able to honor their payment obligations. political risk of this type had widely disappeared in the last 10 years, but now it is showing up again. So we are really in a situation where the classical political risks show up again. The biggest change of paradigm, however, is the importance of credit insurance for making finance available. Especially for medium and long-term transactions in the banking market, financing is practically not available without an export credit guarantee. This leads, as a direct consequence of the global financial crisis, to a strongly increased demand for ECA cover. The reason is very simple. Through state account export credit insurance, the sovereign risk rating of the state behind the ECA is transferred into the financing of the export transaction. The cheapest financing in the domestic market can be mobilized for export transactions. The state account export credit insurers have very reasonably reacted to the global financial crisis. All export credit agencies have confirmed that they keep their insurance programs open and thereby make capacity available for the export industry. Important in this respect is the special support for small and medium-sized enterprises through intensified advisory and marketing activities. Export credit agencies may only rely on most updated commercial information on the foreign buyers. Also, these buyers themselves have to deliver transparent, correct, and most updated financial information. If this does not happen, credit insurance will not be underwritten and the transaction most probably will not materialize. Different from the private credit insurance market, I am not aware of one single state account export credit agency that systematically has increased prices or intends to doing so. This again shows the reliable and responsible reaction of export credit agencies to the financial crisis. My preliminary conclusion, therefore, is we are in the middle of an extremely difficult situation, and we, the state account export credit agencies, are today more needed than ever before. I would like to present you a few highlights of Euler Hermes state account business in 2008. We have an increase in our overall business volumes by 25%, and if one takes the figures as per end of November, it's even more, it's practically 30% plus. We have covered 17 billion of German exports until end of October only. This is already the same figure we reached in the whole year 2007. Russia continues for us to be market number one in the fourth year in a row now. Claims are still low, but increasing overdues and requests for extension of repayment periods are coming in. Euler Hermes has again been elected the best export credit agency in the year 2008. And our Minister of Economics and Technology confirmed several times in the last months that large capacities for Euler Hermes cover are available in order to support German exports. As far as our business with Russia is concerned, I can repeat that this business continues to be very strong. Impressive figures have been reached this year, although they are slightly below 2007, but nevertheless they are extremely high. Most of the business has been underwritten on the basis of corporate risk, but also the business with Russian banks as borrowers or guarantors remains very strong. We cooperate in Russia with more than 40 banks, but unfortunately, some banks on which we have undertaken financial risks are now in serious financial problems. I only have to mention Svyazbank, Bank Elektronika, and Moscow Capital Bank. Nevertheless, our activities in Russia are successful. I think they are successful for the German exporters, successful for the financing banks, and for our federal budget as well. And I'm really convinced that our business also is a successful business for the Russian parties involved in these deals. I can confirm, coming to the end of my presentation, that the German government and its management agents, Euler Hermes and PricewaterhouseCoopers, as the German ECA consortium, are strongly determined to remain Russia's leading partner in the ECA supported trade, export, and investment business. Thank you very much for your attention.